years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon.
Here we are on the Good Day program. Another day is upon us. It happens to be Thursday, the 28th of February. Tomorrow, Friday, the 1st of March. 20 days from the first day of spring. And the weather in the Northeast is horrible. Horrible leftover storm, although it'll blow out supposedly today. It's warming across the central part of the country. Beautiful here in Southern California. Not bad where Richie is in Washington. Florida's been quite nice and warmer than usual. Even that's the place people go. They want to get warm. You go to Southern California or Southern Florida. And both the only difference between, difference between Southern Florida and Southern California. There are no flies in Southern California, lots of flies in South Florida. There are no lizards in Southern California, lots of lizards in Florida. Let's see, what else? The humidity in Southern California, it doesn't exist. Humidity in South Florida?
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know, I just thought that was an interesting comparative to make. It's all preferable, however, to 30 below zero, which is what it is in northern Alaska at the moment, just to kind of put things into perspective. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer has the television report later on in the hour. I remembered after the fact, Jennifer, that we did not, in fact, do a social... Sort of, we're not social climbers here, but we are interested in social networking.
We did not do a social media update, Dougie. No, we did not.
We got lost in the review. For those of you who would like to issue yourself an edict, you might want to listen to hour number one of the Good Day program for today. Download that podcast because we went through, Richie, all of the restaurant chains that will be out of business by the end of the year.
Oh, really?
10 of them, yeah. There's some really interesting names that... Bennigan's, for example, 89, because they're closing their stores, they're not relevant anymore. Texas Steakhouse, there was, what is it, Longhorn, what was it?
Longhorn, yeah.
One of the, they're not
the
relevant.
The Ponderosa, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ponderosa.
Oh, Ponderosa, yeah.
Right. And Blimpies. And
Blimpy was like going that. Out. Tony Roma's, like,
yeah,
who
Tony Roma.
Knew?
Really?
Gonzo, the rib, who, nobody's eating ribs anymore, as Jennifer so delicately put it, who wants to eat meat off the bone of some animal?
Kids.
Yeah,
okay. My son loves ribs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No. You'll be taking him somewhere else or perhaps talking him into eating something else. How did he get exposed to them in the first place?
We gave them to him.
Oh, good, Richie. Congratulations.
What's the big deal?
Dog, give a bone.
That's right.
Flesh off of a bone.
That's right, and it's good. Barbecue sauce.
All right, so here we go with the top five beer brands that are on their way out. As long as we did it for restaurants. Top 10, top 5 beer brands that will not be around.
Why are you killing us? First restaurants, now beer.
Ribs
what
and
else
beer?
Are you taking away from us?
Well, what it does is it leads itself
Sesame
around.
Sesame Street, Mitt Romney?
Oh, Mrs. Kim says, don't take Barney from us, no! All right, Richie, let's go. The top
five
brews that will be gonzo by the end of the year, according to predictions from the Wall Street Journal.
Number five.
The Old Milwaukee brand.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Coming from Pabst. They have been, look at the numbers here. Sales decline from last year, 52%. They only sold 460,000 barrels of Old Milwaukee last year. How many cans of beer are there in a barrel? You know? I don't have it yet.
There are 6 cases of beer in a keg and a half keg.
Really?
There are 24 cans of beer in a case.
Yeah.
So you got, what, 120, 100, about 130, 40 cans of beer?
Huh. All right. Next on the list.
Number 4.
Another Milwaukee brand. Milwaukee's Best. I never even heard of it.
The Beast.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what you call it in college.
Brewed by Coors.
Mm-hmm.
Off 57%.
Good. It's a god-awful beer.
Is it awful? That's why it's going out of business.
If you buy it for $2, $3,
so
$4.
Worried? You guys are worried about what is this?
Yeah,
terrible.
So far, no loss. No.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Number 3.
Budweiser Select.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
What is all that right? Even? Who knows?
Okay. So
Budweiser tried to go upscale.
Yeah, whatever.
And failed miserably.
What would that be comparative to in terms of, is that like a Heineken or something?
They were trying to go like a Heineken type thing, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Michelob Light. Gonzo at the end of the year. They only sold
45,000
barrels last year. Sales are down the last couple of years 60%.
Miller Lite, Bud Light, Corona Light, pretty much, and Coors Light, pretty much own. Yeah, they're like water. Pretty much own the light market. I'll drink Corona Light, or
you'll be surprised at number one.
Number one,
Michelob.
Wow.
Gonzo, 72% sales decline. So what would...
It's an old beer.
You know what's going on with these.
It's Michelob never really changed with the times.
Really?
Budweiser and Coors and Miller have done a really good job of just kind of staying kind of like the in beer, the cool beer. Michelob, it's like your granddad's beer.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really taste that different. It's just their marketing.
Isn't there wasn't there a great deep voice was like Lou
Rawls? Lou Rawls did the Good Friends Tonight. He got a special.
What a great.
But that was Lowenbrau, I think.
Oh, was it? I think you're right about that. It wasn't Michelin.
Yeah,
I think it
was Lowenbrau. Let it be Lowenbrau.
Is Lowenbrau even around anymore either?
I'm sure it is, but it wouldn't be in my house.
So is this because all of these microbreweries are popping up here, there, and everywhere?
One of the reasons.
Craft beer is so
craft
big right now.
Craft beer is huge.
It's like a thing.
Huge.
It's a big thing.
And let me tell you what the new American go-to in your refrigerator as a stock beer thing is Yingling.
What is that?
Yingling is made in Pennsylvania.
Because I hear it all the time.
And it is behind, who is it, behind Miller?
Mm-hmm.
Miller? Yeah, Miller. It's the second largest American brewed beer. Since Budweiser got sold to the Dutch or whatever it is, it is the second largest American brewery. And it's one of the oldest, too. I mean, when the breweries first came to the United States in the late 1600s, early 1700s, mid 1700s, and on through that early development of the beer industry, they were one of the first. So it's it's held on, it's stayed, and it's grown.
This is where Doug's glazing over, but I'm actually very interested.
As soon as Budweiser sold, because everybody used to have Budweiser Light, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light, or Corona Light in their refrigerator.
But the people who would drink it are people who are basic core value American types, and so when they heard that was the first thing you said was that sold out to a bunch of guys from Europe.
When Budweiser sold.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When Budweiser sold to the Dutch, all of those good old NASCAR-loving rednecks like my brother who drank Budweiser were like, what in the world are you
guys
doing?
Can I tell you the true story here, though? And the reason I don't drink Budweiser anymore, not that I really drink a lot of beer to begin with, but I avoid Budweiser because they kind of messed over the checks, and, they're my people.
Uh-huh.
Budvar is the original Budweiser, and they kind of, when the company that came in that bought them, they really didn't do a very good job by the Czechs and by Budvar, and so I'm kind of glad to see that backlash towards Budweiser. I'm not going to lie, now that they sold it, because got to be nice to my Pete.
Now, to be sure, there's still a lot of Budweiser being sold, but I'm just glad to, and I support Yingling because it's a good American company. It's been around for hundreds of years, and it's a good beer.
Frank Yingling, who runs it now, is a graduate of Heidelberg University in Tiffin.
There you go.
Graduated the same year I did. Very quiet guy. And I always thought that was an interesting name.
Which one is the one with the handlebar mustache? I met him back in the 80s.
It wouldn't be Frank.
Okay.
I don't know. He's got a brother.
One of the Englands, But it's a really good beer, so.
All right, there's Richie's endorsement. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Roberta's lurking around somewhere. It's 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new Hit Card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster town. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, let's get into it. Put your shoulder into it, Roberta.
Okay, here we go. Shoulder into it. If you like Paul McCartney's song, Band on the Run, well, you can get it absolutely free as an MP3. Google Play is giving it to you, so we'll tell you how to do that at DougStephan.com. Now, if you're a weather junkie, if you like to chase tornadoes or look at tornadoes or make fun of all those weather.com people sitting in bad weather, Weather Underground will give you a free one-year membership. Now, you can usually access this for free anyway, but this way you don't get all those banner ads and stuff. So absolutely free. You can get all the radar animations and stuff there. So just go check out for Weather Underground free. DougStephan.com will tell you how to do it. Bath and Body Works, a free item with a $10 purchase, and that item can be up to $14, so that's pretty good. Blockbuster, thanks to NASCAR, you can get a free 7-day rental on racing movies like Talladega Nights, I think is one of them.
Yeah,
anything of that genre. You can get racing movies free for 7 days, so that's pretty good. And Publix has, you know, you hear about buy one, get one free. Well, Publix has a buy theirs, get ours free. So what they want to do is promote their own products. So let's say you buy a Kraft macaroni and cheese. Well, then you can get the Publix macaroni and cheese free.
Yum.
So they have a whole list of these items at DougStephan.com for you, and we tell you how to do that. So go check out the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com for that, and look at a whole bunch of other ways to save buckos.
Next to that, the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, tells you about what to look out for when you shop for food at a dollar store.
Yeah.
Anything made in Thailand.
Oh, my God. 21 after the hour.
Healthy
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tunes to remember as we spend a little time on music during this part of each hour on Good Day. This is a song that was big during this week in 2007, Jennifer, Rihanna, and Sean Paul. Break it off.
Yo-yo. It's so sad that I just cannot be into her at all. Because of the Chris Brown thing.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you can't.
Because she doesn't mind going back to a guy who uses her as a punching bag.
Yeah, and that's really hard for me to get behind. Yeah. And it's a bummer because some of her music's really good, but I just can't do it.
All right, so let's move on to somebody whose music I think you do appreciate.
Okay.
It's number one during this week in 1996, Mary J. Blige.
She's got some pipes, man.
She does have pipes.
Don't cry.
It's a slow jam.
Hey, everybody, gonna turn the lights down now. Gonna let you get close. Take that special someone in the yard. It's Mary J. Blige for you.
All right, and also a song from this week in 1988, the week that, let's see, when did this program, no, this is, this would have been before, well, it's all right, we'll take this before, we started in October of 88,
oh.
We'll take a little credit for it. George Michael.
I think at this point, I still thought I might have had a chance with them, because I was, you know, like all of 10. And I didn't quite understand where his interest lied.
I don't think anybody did in 1988. Yeah.
And I loved me some George Michael. Oh, he was like my big childhood crush.
Did I ever tell you about the guy who I went to school with who, you know, back when George Michael was huge, like in the Wham and just post-Wham days?
Sure.
And this guy looked a lot like him and did this double beard. And he went to the concert and walked around through the stands, and all the girls thought he was George Michael.
Really?
And, like, to this day, whenever anybody sees him, because the whole George Michael thing then just got turned, you know, that whole fad just passed, and everybody just, oh, it's, you never let him live that down. It's too funny.
All right, 26 at the hour on the Doug Good Day program with Rich and Jennifer and Roberta. Okay, so kind of going through, today is my list day, and I have found some things that I think are fairly intriguing. We were talking about the beers that are going to be gonzo. Those, a lot of people love to drink beer, and they are now, where'd that go?
It's more than love to drink beer. It's a hobby.
Yeah. All right. So here are the items in the last 12 months that have been introduced by various successful companies that have not worked. And the people, this is why I love these things, because we're like, ah, what happened to that? The number one thing on the list, we don't need the big voice to announce for this, Richie. Number one thing that failed bigger than anything else last year was Apple's introduction for the Apple Map. It so bombed. And they spent a lot of capital and money. Matter of fact, it was so bad, the CEO of Apple wrote a letter apologizing for it. Remember?
Yeah.
Just
now,
a mess.
It didn't go away, and they have fixed it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something that they worked on. But, yeah, it was
in the beginning.
It hit the ground not running.
Right. The Chrysler Corporation decided to reintroduce the Dodge Dart, hoping to compete with the Honda Civic, the Toyota Corolla, Ford Focus.
They, using the your hometown using your hometown quarterback to promote it, Tom Brady.
Right. They only sold 4,500 of them. And that's pretty bad for a car. Goodbye to them. John Carter, a movie franchise touted by Disney to make it the most successful movie franchise they've had for years. It was the biggest box office dud they've ever produced. Spent $200 million to produce it, took in 20. That was it. John Carter. The Sony Tablet P, I don't know anything about that. Do you?
You know, there's so many tablets out there.
Yeah, that's right. Who needs another one? Right?
Well, if you're innovative, great. If you're not, you're going to end up being the Sony Tablet P.
Yeah, and the Pan Am brand on an airplane, that's gonzo because it doesn't work anymore. It's kind of too bad. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
It's turning out that some parts of the brain are far more complicated than we ever imagined. Even the process of forming a memory.
Steve Parker is the author of The Human Body Book from DK Publishing. The book and accompanying DVD feature the latest in research on the amazing inner workings of our bodies.
There's no single memory center in the brain. Forming a memory seems to be split over several areas and a lot of interaction between them. So long-term memory, short-term memory. There's a part called the hippocampus, which is very important in being able to switch a short-term memory, which we just retain for a few seconds, into something a long-term, which we can remember for decades. So the process of memory formation is being unraveled quite quickly, but it probably involves more brain parts than we would imagine about 10 years ago. And also, another area is the whole area of where our personality is based, where our emotions, how our emotions work through the brain and how we react, how some people tend to react very emotionally. Other people have a personality which seems to be very rational and calm. Those sorts of differences are being studied as well, and a lot of new information coming through. And in about another 10 or 20 years, we'll probably have a few breakthroughs in that area.
DK Publishing's The Human Body Book, second edition by Steve Parker. There's more online. Insight Daily.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. For those of you who are looking for some relevance, all the radio programs this morning are talking about the sequester. What's new today from yesterday that we can report on? Absolutely nothing.
You know what? Tomorrow, when it takes place, guess what's going to be new to report on?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No.
We're going to be okay, everybody. Don't worry.
Cut, 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 cut.
888-302-3684. Email to Roberta at DougSteffen.com or to Rich at DougSteffen.com or Doug or Jennifer, whomever. Jennifer Horn is here with an update on what we are. Following, I don't think we had it. We didn't ask any questions about the sequester, did we? On our
we have not asked a question about the sequester, but we have asked a question today. Can you tell my energy's coming back slowly?
That's good. You sound much better. Yeah,
little sickness is getting squashed.
It's sick for a while.
All right, come on, keep the momentum going. Let's go. What is
Let's
good?
Talk about me.
Enough about me.
It all
Let's talk
started
about me.
On a rainy day back in. Okay, we're asking at facebook.com/Good Day Show today, not about the sequestration, because really, you can hear enough about that on TV, you can hear on the radio. We're asking you about the issues that matter.
Yeah, well, that matters, but it's not new, so. Yeah, it matters, especially where Richie is. Wait, do you know that Rich. 20% of the gross, whatever they call it in the States, it's not domestic product, but state, what do they call it?
GDP.
Okay, well, maybe it is.
Sounds like a rapper.
Virginia, Maryland is wrapped up with the government contracts and government workers. 20% of what goes on in those two states, Maryland and Virginia, dependent on money from the federal government. Do you realize
this is our industry?
Out of control. That
I'm telling you, my neighbors are running up and down the streets like loons going, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, what are we going to do, what are we going to do, what are we going to do?
Yeah, right. All right. Anyway,
So,
okay, so we're not talking about the sequestration because we have a much bigger topic floating around at facebook.com/Good Day Show. And that is, what is your favorite kind of Girl Scout cookie?
Yay!
And are you, or have you, or will you buy some this year? And the reason we're talking about this is because of a story at DougSteffen.com with my favorite girl, who also sounds like a name of a Girl Scout cookie, Honey Boo Boo. She's selling them this year, and you can buy a box and get an autograph, and she's selling them on Facebook. So it just got us thinking about Girl Scout cookies and your favorite flavor. You can chime in. I'm sure we'll also have some hard-pressing questions.
One of my neighbors, the guy used to be the coach for my son's baseball team, posted on our neighborhood Facebook page yesterday, out of tag-alongs, help, because he knows that there are 52,000 Girl Scouts in our neighborhood selling them, and that somebody will come knocking on his door within 5 minutes. So he used the neighborhood Facebook page to catch up.
The other day, I was walking into the grocery store, just a couple weeks ago, and the cutest little girls were out there selling Girl Scout cookies, and they asked me on the way in, and I said, no, not today. And then they asked me on the way out, and they said, please, it's for a great cause. And they looked so cute, and so, you know, sucker written across my face. I said, what do you have? Well, they were out of most of their flavors because they were so darn cute. And I said to them, well, you know, girls, I don't have any cash. Can I use a credit card? Oh, we take credit cards. We take credit cards. Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm stuck. So they tell me what they have left. They have three different flavors left. That's it.
And what were
so
they?
I said, all right.
The Thin Mints.
I love Thin Mints. So Thin Mints, they had the peanut butter sandwich cookies.
Then
they had the lemon ones.
You know how much advertising Girl Scout cookies get on radio and television?
Do you realize what a shtick this is
shtick.
To use cute little girls to peddle your wares?
This one was the like, I wanted to hire her for my job, for my company appearance.
Right, so
anyway, wait, I'm not done yet. So I bought the three boxes, and I see a box that said, donate to local fire and police. And it was the same day that Chris Dorner had just killed the new guy. It was a standoff day. And so I said, you know what? Put one of the boxes in that box. Then I had a homeless guy come up and ask me for money, and I handed him another box. I said, you're hungry? Here's some do-si-dos. All right, so do you want to know about your greatest achievement?
Another great thing to do, though, with your Girl Scout cookies, send them to the troops.
Yeah, and that was what was so easy about this setup is you have a box already.
I got a better idea. I have a better idea.
What?
Bring the troops home.
Send them to the enemy, and we'll kill the enemy with all of our fattening American food.
Oh, you can't kill them with Girl Scout cookies.
No, with Girl Scout cookies.
Wouldn't it be great, though?
No.
All right, we're also asking at Facebook.com, what is your greatest achievement? And this has been kind of a fun question to throw out to people.
Children.
Patrick said, graduating from college and joining the military like my dad. Michelle said, becoming a mom, nothing could ever compare.
Yep.
Linda said, my children. Stacy said, being a mom.
Yep.
Paul said, holding the hand of my newborn baby girl twice. Yeah. Marie said, my children and the follow-up of having grandchildren, so blessed. Dana said, getting through cancer. Pam said, becoming a grandmother. Scott said, knowing how to perform CPR 3 times now, for sure, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Loretta said, a marriage that will be 55 years old in May. Congratulations, Loretta. Elma said, beating cancer and making a difference. Monica said, our son. Uh-huh. Bill said, retirement. Tracy said, raising my daughter to be independent and strong. With her husband being deployed and raising my 2 sweet grandchildren, she makes me very proud.
Bring your husband home.
Lois said, my daughters. Jay said, been to every continent and climbed K2. That's really cool. Carol said, raising 2 great kids. And Nathan said, marrying Annette Dressler and my 7-year career with Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
That was an
accomplishment. Well done, Nathan.
Now, we're also asking you, what is something that you do that easily improves the curb appeal of your home? If we use your tip on the air, you win a $25 Visa gift card from the National Realtors Association, and we have been inundated with tips. So if you have one, now's the time to get them up to facebook.com/Good Day Show. Shannon Duffy is today's winner. She said, we keep a pop of color on the porch by using a large round planter with a simple flowering plant in it. So that's her enhancing curb appeal tip.
Neat.
Congratulations,
idea.
Shannon Duffy.
And that's brought to you by the folks, the National Association of Realtors. They want you to know that home ownership matters to your family, to your neighborhood, to your country. You can learn more at houselogic.com. And I would like to add to that question, if we may, about the greatest achievement, I would say Megan and Brendan, for me. But I would like to know whether, for in general terms, or in the sense that I'd like to have from those of you who are parents, did they make you happy? Do they still make you happy? Having children
Did it make you happy, and does it still make you happy?
What kind of a stupid question is that?
It's a stupid question.
Yeah, who's going to say no?
I hate my kids now.
I will tell you something. There are a lot of parents who will tell you they don't like their children, and they wish they hadn't had them. Mm-hmm. Unplanned? Oh, are you kidding, Rich? There are a lot of parents who had accidental children.
They aren't going to call in and go, yeah.
I don't want them to call.
What a mistake that was.
Well, let's just try it. Thank you for your support, by the way. It's facebook.com/goodday show. Yeah, having children, is it make your day? And you don't have to use your
own
name.
I hate the little booger.
Well, there are a lot. I remember, I think I've told the story on the air. I'll never, ever forget this. This is a long time coming. Mm-hmm. Used to be a program in Boston when I was a kid, hosted by
Big Brother. By the way, 888-302-DOUG, if you hate your kids, give us a call. 888-302-DOUG, if you hate your kids.
That's what I ask.
First one to hate their kids the most.
Get the $25 Visa card.
If you call us and
tell us
you
hate a sack of manure.
You can't stand your kids and what a piece of garbage they are, we'll give you a $25 Visa card.
And even better, if you do it while your kid listens secretly on the line, we'll give you $50 then.
Hey, if you have your kid call in and tell us how much they hate you, we'll double it up, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
888-302-DOUG. I'm sorry, where were you going?
Don't blame. Good. Don't worry about me, Rich. I'm okay.
You know how they always say there are no dumb questions? Well, ding, ding, ding. We found one.
I don't think that's a dumb question. I think there are a lot of parents, more than you would suspect, and Roberta's in with me on this one, that are not happy they have children, and it isn't the greatest part of their lives. Now, whether they're going to do as Rich suggested and call and say, my kids are a pain in the butt, maybe that's true, but I think secretly, if you didn't use your name,
I would
give
you that there are people out there where it's a major inconvenience for them. Yeah. That's not what they had in mind.
No.
And right, sure.
Okay.
I'm down with you.
So that's thank you very much, Richard. Yeah. I'm glad that you are.
And a lot of people shouldn't have children.
Right.
That
one I totally agree with.
That one you can take.
I'll acknowledge your stupid question,
thank
and I'll agree with you to an extent.
A stupid question asked by a stupid person on a stupid radio program. Yes, yes, yes. And here's another stupid commercial for those of you who are stupid enough to listen to this program and stupid enough to buy this stuff. Help yourself. If you're stupid enough to have yellow stained teeth, then you ought to stop embarrassing yourself and get to the
That is kind of stupid because it's really easy to fix.
It is. Power swabs are very easy. Yeah, right. And you're smart if you do this. So
you can even buy them for those kids you don't like.
Right. Use it on that tooth over there.
That's right. On the one tooth that's left on that no good.
Right. This is especially good for people down south.
Ooh. You can't say that.
See? How did I wake them all up? There it is.
My relatives are in the South.
There you go. No, I thought your relatives are in Czechoslovakia. Same difference.
Well, anyway, they come from all over.
I'm in the South.
I know you are, Rich.
Kind of almost.
Amazing.
Really?
Pretty
much.
Right.
Virginia.
Okay.
It's the
South?
So,
yes.
Yellow stained teeth are
below
a problem.
The disc.
Yellow stained teeth are a problem. Yellow stained teeth can be fixed very easily, very quickly, by applying power swabs to your teeth. It's the first tooth whitening system that actually lifts the stains off your teeth. I use a Q-tip, put the squeezed stuff out of the tube, out of the Q-tip, put it under your teeth, and they feel better and they look better. You'll find them much smoother. It's like going to the dentist to get a cleaning. That's what your teeth feel like after you've used power swabs to clean them up. So this is not a bleach. This is not a strip. This is not something you put into a tray and stick it around on your teeth for an hour. This is just applied in 2 minutes, and in 5 minutes you'll notice the difference. It's how good it is. It comes from a coconut-based it's like a compound, in fact. It's clear when you look at it. Call right now for power swabs to clean up your teeth. Unless you're stupid and you want to keep your teeth looking the way they do, then don't bother. But if you're smart, you'll do like Uncle Dougie and all the rest of the gang here on the Good Day program. You'll call 800-865-7602. Start showing off your teeth and smiling more. Look smart. Be smart. Call 800-865-7602. Mention Doug Stephan, you get 50% off the retail price. Now, that's smart. Power swabs, the smart way to clean up your teeth. 800-865-7602.
Discover Card, how can I help you? Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Well, Flo,
This
is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the tool mega sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done either. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the tool mega sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so Jennifer, do we have an update on some of the exciting television news, like the ratings? How are the ratings for American Idol?
They're holding.
All right.
They're down from the last few years, which has been a consistent trend, but they're still holding. They're still one all night.
What were the ratings for the Oscars? With the
huge, biggest one in years.
Really?
Yes.
So then the even though there were a lot of people who took shots at him, I noticed
it was the best rated show in I think 7-8 years, something like that.
A couple of women here in California who are lawmakers were upset about Seth MacFarlane's jokes.
Give me a break.
These people need
his
to get
jokes
a light.
Could have been so much worse.
Yeah, right.
These
Bonnie
women have
Lowenthal
no idea.
And Hannah Beth Jackson lead the legislature's Women Caucus in California, sent a letter to the president of the Academy asking that they use better judgment in the future. The disturbing themes that were there were not funny. They were the political jabs at domestic violence and the boob song.
I have four words for those ladies. That's all your boobs.
A life.
I don't want to see your boobs. I have those words.
All right, what else, Jen?
All right, let's talk about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. First, ABC has announced that Season 9 of The Bachelorette will kick off on Monday, May 20th. Write it down, Roberta, at 9 p.m. It's a move from its normal time slot at 8. Now, a little Bachelor gossip. Sean Lowe is the current Bachelor. He will be picking his love, the love of his life, next week, I believe, on the show. And rumor is that whoever he picks, he's going to make his fiancée. Well, according to tabloid reports, the Star Magazine, most biggest, probably the biggest one that's reporting this.
Yeah.
Sean has started seeing Emily Maynard, who was the bachelorette from last season, who rejected him. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they saw each other, just recently rekindled their flirtation. She knew that he was engaged, but yet you could see the old sparks were there, and she started texting him that she regretted not choosing him. You know what I would say? Take a hike, lady. I found somebody new, but, you know, Sean Lowe is going to say, all right, Emily, let's get back together again and leave my poor little fiancé out in the cold.
Yeah, wonderful. What drama.
Such drama.
How
exciting. 51 after on Good Day.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Pit time on Good Day, home improvement time on Good Day, brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. They want you to know that home ownership matters to our families, to our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com. Email questions to Tom Kreidler in just a moment here on Good Day.
Ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, happy to have Tom Kreidler, who's one of the major domos, along with Leslie Segretti at the Money Pit. And the letter that we first pull out of the hat today, Tom, comes from Ryan in Alabama, who has a pipe leak in his upstairs bathroom. It was fixed with not much problem because he has that brown water stain on his ceiling. So he wants to know, what can he clean it? Should he paint it? What's the best thing for him to do?
You know, you really can't clean it. You can clean a stain if it's laying on top of the surface, but in this case, what you're seeing is a chemical reaction between the paper in the drywall and the water that leaked into it. So what you do need to do is to paint it, but not just with ceiling paint. You have to prime it. Have you ever heard the term spot prime, Doug, where you just kind of do one spot at a time?
Yep, they've done that.
Is a situation where you spot prime that stain, and then you paint over it with typical latex ceiling paint. Now, if you happen
you
to
can't
have...
Do, you need to do the whole ceiling, you know, just do that part, because otherwise it won't look right, right?
I was going to mention that, because if it's a little spot, you can get away with it, but if it's a big stain, you really should prime the entire ceiling. The reason it doesn't look right if you just spot prime and paint over is because the paint will absorb differently above the primer as opposed to the ceiling surface, so you get sort of a different glaze. Even if it's flat paint, you'll see the different absorption. So if it's a big stain, you do have to prime the whole space.
All right. So there's your word, Ryan. Hopefully you can get it done. Have some fun doing it. Painting can be a lot of fun if you're doing it the right way. Here's William wants to tell us about a home that was built as a barn during World War II. Master bedroom floor is not insulated, has no moisture barrier, and I can't get into the crawl space to fix it, so he says. The floor is freezing. Is there a way to insulate it? I had a house that I lived in as a kid growing up that was exactly the same.
Just like that, yeah. Well, fortunately, since World War II, we've developed some better insulating materials. And what you can do is put down foam insulating board, like the Dow blue styrofoam boards, for example. Mm-hmm. You can put those underneath the floor and then put another layer of plywood on top of that. You can attach from the plywood right through the foam board into the original floor, and you'll find that that floor now is a lot warmer than it was before. It's a challenging situation where you have a low crawl space or a sealed crawl space. You can't get in there to put typical insulation, so you can kind of sandwich insulation above it. Now, of course, that raises the floor height. You have to deal with sort of the saddle and the doors and things like that, but you know what? You're only giving up maybe an inch and a half of ceiling height.
Worth it. Absolutely worth it. Sandy has a 75-year-old duplex, wants to replace the clay tile sewer line because there are roots growing through it. That certainly plugs up. Isn't there something you can put down the line that eats up the roots?
Well, there is, but it's only a temporary fix. You can line a pipe like that. You know, some of the big plumbing drain cleaning companies, and you all know the names, they have a system that's a fiberglass sock that goes into the line. And if you could imagine the way you have a sock, so you stick it on your hand, if you can grab the tip and pull it back through again, that's what happens. And they do that with water, and then it solidifies this fiberglass sock, and it actually replaces the clay line. The fiberglass sock becomes the pipe, in essence. And that won't let anything grow through. It's a pretty cool process.
Yeah.
It's a lot less expensive than tearing the whole thing up.
All right, there's some good advice. Tom always has great advice. Listen for the Money Pit radio show every weekend. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and the author of My Home, My Money Pit, your guide to every home improvement adventure.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.